USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate will likely vote on the big budget deal this afternoon, advancing it to the House. The House is expected to take up the bipartisan spending deal, which will prevent another partial government shutdown, and send it to the president. President Trump has said he's not pleased with the bill, but has not indicated that he won't sign it. Republican Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley on the Senate floor.
Let's all pray that the president will have wisdom to sign the bill so the government doesn't shut down.
Former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe claims justice officials discussed whether the vice president and cabinet could push for the removal of President Trump from office under the 25th Amendment. McCabe said this in an interview that set the air on CBS News' 60 Minutes Sunday night. Utah Republican Congressman Chris Stewart tells Fox News this whole situation is a crock.
This is what we know about Andrew McCabe. He's a liar. He has not told the truth. That's why he was fired from the FBI.
USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good, because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Today is the one-year anniversary to the Parkland shooting massacre. With more on what Congress is doing, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
On Wednesday, a key House committee advanced a bill that would require background checks for every sale or transfer of a firearm. Florida Congressman Ted Deutch called for a moment of silence for lawmakers to honor the victims who died at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School.
What are your thoughts on the 17 who were killed, the 17 who were injured, the healing of the Parkland community, and the 40,000 lives lost to gun violence in every corner of this nation each year?
A three-day strike in Denver public schools is over after district officials and the teachers union came to an agreement. Both sides negotiated for nearly 20 hours straight through the night to reach the deal. And Amazon announced they will not be building a headquarters in New York City, this after strong opposition from local and state lawmakers and area residents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today is Valentine's Day, and just over 50% of Americans will be celebrating the day with their loved ones and spending around $20 billion. That's with a B. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Jackie Thomas. Jackie's an authorist, a poetess, and she also hosts her own podcast. You can find out more about her by checking out aromanticperspective.com. And one of the first things I asked her was the tradition and history behind Valentine's Day.
A lot of people don't understand that this is not just a holiday to sell cards. Cards are a nice part of it, but this is actually truly a celebration that dates back to over 1,000 years ago to honor Saint Valentine. And it's said that he performed secret marriages to couples who were in love, because at the time it was against the law for couples to get married under the Roman Emperor Claudius II, because he wanted the men to dedicate themselves completely to war. So St. Valentine made it possible for them to culminate their romance and have a marriage in a real true relationship. So today we celebrate him and romantic relationships that he helped defend.
Guys, you may want to make your dinner reservations a little bit earlier as the duels begin tonight at Daytona Speedway. That begins at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.